Alaska Extension Almanac.
Your home landscape is populated with different ornamentals, shrubs, trees, and grass. Each area needs different amounts of water to thrive. Nebraska Extension educator John Fesch says, watering this fall has never been more important to the health of your plants, and starts off talking about one way to help conserve water.
Well, first, all landscape plants will really benefit from a wood chip mulch. The mulch will help retain the soil moisture and sort of even out or moderate temperatures and soil moisture levels. 2 inches of a mulch extending out, covering the roots, will really, really be beneficial. Not piled up against a tree trunk, but over the top of perennials and shrubs is a really good idea. Once you get the mulch in place, it's important to water when the temperatures are above 40, but the soil is not frozen. That's kind of the sweet spot there as we go through the middle to the end of fall. And you can really do a good job if you check the soil moisture before watering, so you know when it's time to water again. And a simple device like a long screwdriver or a dowel or a piece of rebar or something like that works well. Depending on the plant, you're interested in the upper soil moisture, about 12 inches or so, and that works out really well. And when the probe comes out and it's dry, then it's time to water. If it comes out and it's a little bit muddy, then just wait for a few days. Or if it comes out and it's dusty, then you really know it's time to do the watering.
Different plants need different amounts of water. John says newly planted trees and shrubs should take priority.
So really, that's a situation where we're looking at prioritizing. And the new to the landscape plants get the first priority because they're going to be shallow rooted. And then next from that, shallow rooted plants like maples and birch and linden are pretty shallow rooted. But the newly planted perennials and newly planted shrubs or newly transplanted shrubs are the ones. And what we're recommending is a soaker hose. That way you can, not worry about the in-ground irrigation system. Of course, you have to take the hose off the house, when you're done watering so you don't ruin your spigot. But that really helps a lot. And, a soaker hose, here's a good indicator. A soaker hose will put out about a gallon of water for every hour you have it on. But again, every soaker hose is a little bit different, and that's the reason for the screwdriver test. But, about a gallon of water in an hour is a good midpoint for most soaker hose products.
John says it's also important to get some water on plants during warmer winter days.
So really, it's a matter of acknowledging the fact that plants use less water when it gets into the 40s and even when it's into the 30s, knowing that the plant soil is going to freeze up at some point. And when it does, then you need to cease watering until it thaws again. But really, it's a matter of putting on what is needed and keeping it moist but not soggy. And yes, the tendency is to overwater. We as humans want to care for things. We're nurturers. So we care for our pets, and we want to care for our plants too. It's a real common tendency to treat our plants like children, and they're not. So once you eat 3 meals a day, you're good. And once you keep the soil moist, you're good on that as well.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.